Now, the rest of the story. Somewhere there are real-life X-Files, cryptic databases full of stuff that they keep from the rest of us. And if that's true, then in the very back of the bottommost drawer would be the lowdown on Compass East. That was the operation's code name, Compass East. And this is the rest of the story. The locals were getting nervous. You get that way sometimes when your neighbors are too far away to see. That's the downside of the wide open spaces. You spook easy. But many insisted it was not their imagination. Something huge, something mysterious had invaded the countryside and was preparing to swallow them whole. For one thing, there were too many strangers hanging around, strangers asking questions. One question in particular, would you like to sell your land? The offers were not bad. $150, $200 an acre. Offers so good that plenty of folks were selling. But these were not farmer types buying up all that property. They were people with a secret in common. And still, would home folks learn what that secret was before it was too late? The government was behind this, some speculated. Indeed, as the local landowners could have known, there were military men in charge of the field operations of Operation Compass East, General William E. Potter, former governor of the Canal Zone, field commander. Poised to join General Potter was Admiral Joseph Fowler, who had a reputation for the successful execution of missions impossible. All communications relating to Operation Compass East, most of them top secret, were funneled through an invisible post office box in Kansas City, Missouri. And behind it all was Mr. Big. Mr. Big, he had thought of acquiring the land for his project in various locations. He'd looked at St. Louis and Baltimore. He'd looked at Niagara Falls, but he chose the property he chose for a dozen practical reasons and one utterly impractical one. His parents were married there. In the town of Akron, Florida, only a few miles north of the vast land holdings acquired in Operation Compass East. Mr. Big had hired former military men because of their organizational skills and their discipline and their determination. But this was not a military operation. It was an enchanted one. Of course, when word finally got out just who was buying all that land, property value skyrocketed from $200 an acre to $300,000 an acre. But the land necessary was acquired. And from the swamps of central Florida there arose, more than a quarter of a century ago, a magic kingdom. Probably all your life you've known its king, Mr. Big, Walt Disney, but now you've seen for yourself the surreptitious machinations of a magnificent land acquisition operation, codenamed Compass East, the carefully orchestrated covert plot which made those 27,000 plus acres affordable, a chunk of property twice the size of Manhattan Island, that 35 years ago became Disney World. And now you know the rest of the story.